For an inside look at the state's biggest footy league, it's the Monday Waffle.
Welcome back to the Monday Waffle. I'm Asha Gibbon.
And I'm Maya Green.
We are recording remotely this week, so we're being technologically savvy.
We are being tech savvy. Asha, last week was a bit of a game, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. There were definitely some tight contests and some big leads on the weekend, and many ladder neighbours went head-to-head in round 9. Let's just jump straight into it, should we, Maya?
We absolutely should.
Alrighty, let's recap round 9. So kicking us off, West Coast lose to Subiaco on the weekend. It was 5-7 to 25-16. So that was 37 points to 166. So Subiaco kicked their way to a 129-point win. And this is West Coast's fourth 100-point loss this season, Maya.
I know, it's crazy. Ben Sokol had an amazing game. He kicked 8 goals. Jack Mo put through 6. Massive 14 goals between the two of them. And definitely a career best for the pair. It was crazy for the opposite team of West Coast.
West Coast, they definitely put up a fight, but the wounded team, they're struggling. Only 2 AFL-listed players were playing for the Waffle side this weekend, Maya.
Subi, you know, did amazingly by destroying them. but, you know, at the main break, we saw them leading by 51 points before kicking another 13 goals to really finish them off in the second half.
Definitely. Also worthy mention, we forgot before, Ben Sokol, he actually kicked his 300th Waffle goal during that game. So a massive, massive game for him. But for Jamin Alone, Stefan Giro and Liam Hickmott, they had 82 disposals between them, which is crazy. That's a lot.
That is heaps. But Eagles skipper Jackson Nelson did kick 2 of the 5 West Coast goals. So we'll give him a little bit of a congrats for that.
Yes, that's probably a very big achievement, I think, for the team. If they've only got the 5 goals and he kicked 2 of them. Absolutely. He's the only multiple goal kicker for the club that weekend for the Waffle team. But dropped marks and some questionable defensive 50 exits definitely show that West Coast execution is lacking. And Sokol and Mayo, they kicked 7 of the 8 last quarter goals for the Lions, and West Coast Tyrell Dewar, he put through the only point for the side in the fourth quarter.
Wow, imagine kicking. Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot of goals. That's good aim. That's good aim on their behalf.
Yes.
Definitely. I don't think I'd be able to do it, but, you know, never know.
Yeah.
Speaking of, the next game of the week was East Perth versus East Frio. It was 108-70, and East Frio were on the board with a goal in the first minute. That's incredible.
Yes, it is. The first goal for the Royals came courtesy of a 60-metre bomb from Mitch Robinson, and there was just 1 point separating the sides at the main break.
And it was a pretty big second half for the Royals, where they kicked 11 goals to wrap up the win. But the Sharks did keep in touch up until half, way through the last quarter. So really all their kind of goal-making and correct decision-making really happened for the Royals in that last quarter, halfway through.
The Royals, they kicked 5 unanswered goals to put the result beyond reasonable doubt, and the Sharks, they were just unable to shut down enough options. East Perth, they had 12 individual goal kickers.
Wow, that's a lot. That is a lot.
That is a lot. Now, moving on to the Swans and Perth Demons. The Swans defeated Perth Demons. It was 65-59. And the Swans, they've ended their run of heartbreaking losses this weekend in a final siren nail biter at Bassendean Oval. Maya, this to me, I think, was my favourite moment of the Waffle weekend.
Oh, Swans, absolutely.
Swans' Jared Cameron, he led the team to victory in a 6-point win to Perth Demons after putting through an after-the-siren goal.
So how good would you feel?
I think for the club, he is the hero at the moment because they have had a bit of a rough start to the season.
Yeah, look, all eyes were on the former West Coast player, Cameron, when he received a free kick for high contact with less than 10 seconds on the clock. I mean, it was mid-range set shot, so he had it pretty well for him, but great kick for him.
Yes, and this is the first back-to-back victory for the side this season. And as we were saying before, the Swans have been suffering, but not like a West Coast suffering. They've had 5 losses in the first 8 games this season by single digits, so that would hurt.
It really would, but to, you know, and that suffering is just great. Really great for them. Living, laughing, loving.
They were definitely loving.
You know, tension was pretty high during that second term and it kind of boiled after the halftime siren, where Amelie broke out after the siren, and the match review panel will likely dish out a number of fines this week.
We love a bit of, well, I shouldn't really say this, but love a little bit of some footy field beef. I think it does. It puts on a bit of a show for the crowd.
It really does.
Revs everyone up for sure. Aiden Clark, he put on an impressive show. The Sandover medalist contender, he finished with 17 disposals, 11 touches and 2 goals. Jesse Turner also had a great game with 28 disposals. And Perth Demons Charlie Thompson, he was another big performer this weekend. He had 23 disposals and 8 clearances.
Yeah, Swans co-captain Chris Jones returned to the field after suffering a hamstring injury, and this will probably go down as a memorable victory for the Swans and senior coach, making it his first single-digit victory as a coach.
There we go. So a happy club Swans will be this week, I
Very
think.
Very happy club. You know, training might not be as hard this week, some may say. Yeah, so West Perth defeated South Rio 65-59. You know, Falcons had they were goalless in that opening term, and South Rio looked like they were in control with a 23-point lead at the main break. But, you know, West Perth just emerged out of nowhere. They were a different team after that main break.
Yep. The Falcons were pegging back the deficit. They were trailing by 12 points at three-quarter time, and the Bulldogs restricted to just 2 goals in the second half. And West Perth, they made one hell of a comeback. They kicked 9 second-half goals, and that helped them seal the win with a 6-0 final term.
Yeah, Shane Nelson from West Perth was fantastic. He had 33 touches, 4 inside 50s and a goal to his name. So congrats to him.
Now, moving on to our game of the week for round 9, we chose Claremont and Peel Thunder's game. So, Maya, this was a very, very close game. So Claremont defeated Peel Thunder by 2 points. It was 62-60. So our top 2 teams on the ladder, they went head-to-head this weekend, and Claremont, they came out victorious. The Tigers were showing their stripes in an epic comeback for the game. They were trailing by 16 points at the start of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, absolutely. Both sides, they kind of went into this clash boasting a 6-2 record. Ball movement in the opening term from both sides was a standout, and the game transitioned freely from both sides as well.
Definitely. The second term saw the Tigers bite back. They put through 4 goals in a row, and Thunder still maintained their lead by 4 points at half time. And Thunder, they actually secured a 15-point lead at quarter time for the first quarter.
Yeah, so in the final term, it started bright for Peel. You know, really had it going out for them thanks to Jack Sears and Ben Middleton. However, the Tigers just fought harder against the top of the table and secured their place as the new ladder leaders.
So we are AFL listed Neil Erasmus. He played an impressive game for Peel. He had 27 disposals and 6 tackles. And Thunder actually had 10 AFL listed players on the side during the weekend. And Claremont's Jai Bolton was definitely a standout on the game. He had 36 disposals.
Yeah, that's get a look at our quick little look at the ladder. So obviously we've just spoken about Peel and Claremont swapping positions. So good on them, really. That was pretty much the biggest move on the table. West Coast still down the bottom, you know, fighting through that zero win of a season. But, yeah.
But, yes, we have new top of the table boys. Claremont is there, and then it's followed by Subi. So for Peel, they'll be looking for a win this weekend.
They definitely will be. Now, we like to do things a little bit different here. We like to give you guys a little bit of a 3 to 5 word round preview for the next round, round 10. So, Asha, what have we got?
Alrighty. So this weekend we have East Frio and Swan Districts playing at the Wacker. So that'll be a big game. Always love a waffle game at the Wacker. They're always pretty special. But to describe this game this weekend, I would say ladder neighbours go head to head and the Swans hungry for points after some close losses.
They definitely will be hungry, but I think we'll see a bit of a fight from East Frio. You know, they want to kind of, you know, fight up for it. So we shall see. Now with Perth Demons versus Peel Thunder at Mineral Resource Park, you know, our words to describe this is going to be Thunder make a storm. They're wanting a win after a loss to Claremont, so they'll be fighting for it.
Definitely. I think they'll be hurting a little bit, losing by 2 points.
Exactly. And in such a big game as well where your position's dropping two places.
Yeah. So they'll definitely be needing that win this weekend. Now, South Frio are versing East Frio at Fremantle Community Bank Oval. And we put down for this weekend for our describing words is Royals. Whoop. Sorry, my lovely computer just decided to have a glitch. But we describe this as Royals ladder climbing.
Yeah, so we'll hope to see East Perth make their way, maybe try and surpass Peel Thunder. You know, we never know. Yeah. But this week for buys, we've got Claremont and West Coast.
Yes, well-deserved rest for Claremont after their win this weekend. And West Coast, I think they need a bit of a resting weekend.
Yeah, they've been trying very hard. Yes. Now, for round 9, the game of the week we have chosen is
Subiaco versus West Perth at Leaderville Oval. Now, Maya, this is going to be the battle of the ranks.
100%. Subiaco could go up to the top of the table if they win. But if West Perth win, they'll consolidate their position in the top 5. So it's really anyone's game.
Yes, definitely. I think they'll both be very hungry for a win. So definitely game of the week for me this weekend, I think. But I think that's all we've got to unpack today, Maya.
I think so too. You know, it was a shorter episode today, but we've had a great time. You know, we're what, halfway through the season?
Yeah, I think so. So
we'll be expecting a few more tougher matches, a few more, you know, brutal fights to the end, we hope.
Everyone's going to be hungry for a win coming up towards finals.
Exactly. You're listening to the Monday Waffle with Maya Grieve
and Asha Gibbon.
There we go. And thank you for tuning in today.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.